There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Across this great nation, coming up on the show, we're going to talk with Dr. Elena George. We love having her on the show, and she comes on, you know, every month or so, or every couple of months anyway. I guess we've had her on since we've been part of this whole fight to get sensible health care. And Dr. Elena George is somebody who's on the front lines, so to speak. You know, here's somebody who killed herself going through Princeton and blah, 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 and doing the whole doctor thing. And the effect that she has seen on her patients, she said she had enough of it. So she was going to figure out a way that she was going to be able to help patients so that they could get the test they needed or whatever else and not go bankrupt trying to figure out the system. And she's written an interesting book, actually, about that. And she talks about Liberty HealthShare. That the first time when we talked to her, she told us about Liberty HealthShare and what was happening there. And she was one of those doctors that was having people just pay almost like a gym membership, a tiny, tiny amount, because they were getting creamed on everything else. And I just think this woman is awesome. She's all about surviving the financial nonsense and how not to be a victim of what's happening in our world when it comes to health insurance, how the doctor's been devalued and what the effect is on you and me and what that means. So wait till you hear her, because she's got some really, really good things to share. Also, we're going to hit the mailbag. Once again, overflowing. I come in, it's all over the floor, virtually, in my mind. The emails are everywhere. Kind of like Hillary Clinton. Although hers were in one place, they just weren't in the right place. Ba-dum-bump. If I had a rim shot, that's what it would be. Ba-dum-bump. And this email thing is not a joking deal. She's kind of tried to make light of it, I guess trying to spin it in a positive way. But at first she was dismissing everything and then she was joking about it, but this is, you know, this clearly was not her best moment. And she said that the other day, that the personal email was allowed by the State Department, so she made sure she threw that out there. But she said it wasn't the best choice. She said she should have used two emails, one personal, one for work, and that she takes responsibility for that decision. And see, here's the problem, because all it takes is that one issue, that one thing that sticks to you like glue, and you can't shake it. We've seen other politicians go down with whatever it was. You know, think of Gary Hart. Sometimes it's an affair. Gary Hart and monkey business. Think of other people along the littered bodies along the campaign trail that fell out for various reasons. And the Clintons have a long history, so, you know, you can go back and see when she was a senator and check out her records there, and when she was the first lady, and then she was the secretary of state. And it looks like the secretary of state thing is really the thing that's going to nail her the most. When people were asked about all the politicians, what's the one word you think of? And a lot of people had nasty words for every single one of them. But overwhelmingly, they said liar. People said liar when it came to Hillary Clinton. So that's not good. And that has to do directly with anything you look at. It really, what it has to deal with is the way she handled the whole email thing and the perception of that. So check this out. The Quinnipiac University poll, which was just released on Thursday, shows Donald Trump once again has 28 support from registered Republican voters of the 17 members that are running, 17 people that are running in the field. His closest competitor is retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. He's got 12%. Florida Governor Jeb Bush, just 7%. If I am Jeb Bush, do I really want to stay in this thing? I mean, are you kidding me? do I really want to hang around? He'll hang around for a while, but it's just not, he's not going to get it. So Donald Trump soars. Jeb Bush disappears a little bit more. Now, Hillary Clinton still leads the Democratic race, 45% from registered Democrats, followed by Bernie Sanders at 22. But check this out. Joe Biden, who's just thinking about running, he's not officially in. So you usually don't get very much of a bounce if you're not in. 18%. So that doesn't bode well for Hillary Clinton. And he has the highest favorability rating among any of the candidates polled from either party. So Republicans, anyone, he's got the highest number. He tops Trump 48% to 40. This is in favorability. This is Joe Biden, who's not even in it yet, compared to Clinton, who beats Trump 45 to 41%. Biden beats Bush 45 to 39% compared to Clinton, who's 42 to 40%. Yowza. That tells you something right there. And it's a poll, but these polls have that, you know, the margins, they can go in any direction. But how interesting is that? And of course, he has, people are very, very sad for him because of the death of his son, and in the vice president role, he's not tripping into things. He's tripping into things in different ways because that's Joe Biden, but he's not tripping into the kind of things that Hillary Clinton is falling into. So needless to say, this just gets more and more interesting. The sad thing is we're not watching this from afar. This is our country, and this is the next leader. Somebody of all the names I've mentioned may be the next president of the United States, because are we really going to have that fall-in candidate who sweeps us off our feet and seduces us into wanting to vote for them? I don't know that I see that. I've racked my brain, and of course anyone I can think of doesn't want to run. Not even close, can't be talked into it. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Meanwhile, there is a follow-up of sorts to, sadly, what happened the other day, and I'll be brief in this because I think we're all over the top with what's happened in Roanoke, Virginia. And I feel so awful for the families of Allison Parker and her cameraman, Adam Ward, the woman, the tourism woman who was being interviewed. She went through surgery, and apparently she's in stable condition. It looks like she's going to be okay. That's good news, because the other two, not. Obviously killed. And the gunman who worked with the, especially the cameraman at one point, he killed himself, so there's nobody to hold accountable for that. And they are now talking about the red flags in the killer's firing at the station where he worked at WDBJ. And the personnel files, which now are being talked about, show that he had all kinds of problems. And he was a multimedia journalist, and he had changed his name. But, you know, once they got rid of him, he couldn't find another job, and thus the nightmare began. And the concern was also that he might have come back and gone off after more people in the newsroom when they found in the car lots of ammunition. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture on a takeaway. Everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cells.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Again, wow, lots of emails about the situation with the reporter and the photographer who were killed needlessly at the beginning of the week. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's our first one. This one is from Jake in Austin, frequent emailer of the show. Hi, Kate. I hate to email you about such somber news. I would love it if I could email you and tell you about something wonderful. But my heart just sank. I had no connection to those people whatsoever, but I could almost visualize what was happening on the air by the descriptions from what people had to say. And I really feel for the families of both the photographer and the reporter. Can you imagine, as you described it so aptly, sitting there, taking your baby, getting your baby ready, feeding them, getting kids off to school, you're watching just in the background your local news, and that happens, and you happen to see it, and just regardless, they were two people from that community. People knew them, people loved them, and there's no getting them back at the hands of a madman, a guy who was not right with the world and who had been fired from the station. And how were they to know that that was going to happen? He was going to creep up on them. I wonder if it's going to change journalism in any way. You know, will it change journalism? I think people in the business now are much more under fire, and there is a concern about that. Rush said on his show the other day something that had people saying, yeah, absolutely, or saying, oh, that's crazy, but reporters arming themselves. I worked with Don Imus when I worked at WFAN in New York. I worked in the same building, in the same set, the whole thing. And he had a gun that he had with him. He would, you know, that because he was worried as a radio talk person, especially highly visible in New York City, that who knows who would come up to him. So, and there was, of course, a talk show host who was killed in Denver, and there was a movie done about that situation. But, you know, you can't live your life looking over your shoulder, and you're very visible when you're in a news crew, especially if you're out there, you're interviewing people all day long. I mean, that's what you do. You go out and do man on the streets, or you're asking about specific things happening in the community, or you're interviewing people for whatever story it is that you've been assigned to or you're doing on your own, and you are out there every single day. So there'd be a ton of, you know, just a ton of exposure to that. And boy, unbelievably sad. Here's another one from McGee. Kate, wow, the reporter and the photographer and even the woman who was the tourism person, who there she is just going to do an interview, and now she's fighting for her life, although it looks pretty good in a hospital that she's going to pull out of it. But what was it like at that station when they found out what had happened? It had to be chaotic. Oh, chaotic and, you know, just shocking. And first of all, when it first happened, trying to figure out what happened. Because there you are, you're watching, you're hearing gunshots, and your reporters are there. They're not covering something. I said this the other day. They're not in Afghanistan. They're not following ISIS undercover. They're not in an area where you're thinking, oh, yeah, they got to be careful because somebody might come up and shoot them. So I can't even put myself in the shoes of the people in that newsroom. I've worked in so many, and I know how close you get. And I've been in that situation where I've gotten incredibly close when I was in television news, too, because that's it. They're your buddies, the photographers. I was a reporter and an anchor, so I know. I mean, I know what that's like, that you're out there and you're doing these stories and you're excited, and especially you're new into the career, and it's just absolutely awful. I mean, absolutely awful. All right, here's another one. This one is from Bobby, and Bobby says, so I'm going to take it, too. And Bobby says, Kate Delaney, boy, listening to you yesterday and hearing more of the details of what happened with the photographer and the reporter, I agree with you. I give kudos to the father of the reporter, Allison Parker, and to the boyfriend as well, because it had to be the worst possible moment of their lives. And yet they went on Megyn Kelly's show, and I thought it was good to humanize what had happened and to show those feelings and to talk about it. And maybe in some little tiny way, it was cathartic for them for at least a few minutes, because they cannot be having very much peace. No, because it's like anything else. It's the whole grief thing. When you lose anyone for whatever the reason, young or old, it doesn't, it's hard to go through. We know that. But something like this, where they have their whole life in front of them, whatever it would be, and at such a young age that they're just out there, I know, like I said, I know that excitement of, wow, you know, you're out there doing the report, it's fun, you're doing a light piece, you're live, you're on the morning show, you're not thinking, you know, this is the day I'm going to die. And like the way they died, and this guy doing that, and then, of course, no capture of him because he killed himself. Wow. All right, we move on to something else. And this one is from Jerry, who says, Hi, Kate, I've never emailed you before, but I listen to the show when I can. I have kind of a mixed bag schedule, and I was wondering what you think is going to happen with this whole Iran deal. Well, I think there's not going to be enough pushback. Congress isn't going to really be able to do anything about it. I think the Iran deal holds up, and we're stuck with the Iran deal. And what we keep hearing from the administration is, well, time will tell, and this is better than nothing. And they don't say it that quite that way, it's better than nothing. But they say that, oh, there's checks and balances, blah, 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 blah. It's just, again, I mean, you know, the problem is lifting the economic sanctions, but saying, oh, we can put them back in, but easier said than done. And that, to me, is the big problem. And, you know, yesterday, whether they were rallied by advocacy groups or not, as Bob Ney, the former congressman, told us, which, of course, that's true. And this is how the political machine works. You have the retired generals and admirals, and they sent their letter to Congress. And there's been other petitioning about, you know, opposing the agreement and what would happen if you lift the sanctions, if Iran pared back its nuclear program. And I mean, that's the biggest concern, I think, because we know that the sanctions finally started to work because they got heavier and heavier and heavier, and the people were furious with them. And the economy in Iran was, was tanking. So, and is tanking. And that's the whole thing. When that was the pressure valve that was supposed to work to help get Iran on the road to saying, okay, we're going to have to pay attention. We're going to have to do some of what the world is pushing us to do. Otherwise, we're going to continue to suffer these consequences. And once you lift those consequences, then it's different. You know, it's like the punishment thing with kids in a much simplistic way. Does it work or does it not work? Did it work when you started to tell time out, or did it not work? And then did you see the repeated behavior? And that, like I said, is a crazy analogy and simplistic compared to what we're talking about futuristically, a nuke and what happens with Iran has the ability to use a nuclear arsenal of some sort. All right, how about this one? This one is from Hal. Kate, I've emailed you a bunch. I love it when you guys tell me that. I've emailed you a bunch, and you've never read my emails on the air. I just wanted to tell you I really, really love your show. Keep doing it. Don't be discouraged because you're not part of a big, huge media machine. People are listening, my dear, and good things will happen. See, I read it on the air. I probably didn't read it on the air because I'm sure you sent me nice, encouraging words. And we were talking about other things. But, we appreciate that. And we love doing the show. And you know, again, the people around me are tremendous at the network for all the technical support that they put into this, pour into this, Nathan Reeder and the rest of the guys, absolutely. All right, how about this one from Joseph? Katie Kate, boy, we need some happy news. I know that terrible things are happening in the world, but where's the bright, sunshiny, happy stuff that we want to talk about? Thank goodness you have some fun features. I never laughed so hard as when I listened to one of your dumb things and heard what people were saying about various things that they did with food where they left them in the car and animals had gotten to them. Never leave food in the car. It can be disastrous for so many reasons. Isn't that the truth? It's so funny you say that. The other day my husband came home and he was so tired. You know when you're just dog tired, and he looked at me and he came in through the garage and he said, "Oh, I went to the store." And he took whatever he had, you know, the hunter gatherer, plopped it down on the table, and then he said, "I got milk." And there wasn't any milk. I said, "Milk? There's no milk there." "Oh, I left it in the car." Then he slurped back to the car and got the milk.
Okay, open your mouth and say, "Ah."
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SAYAHH.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Dr. Lana George is with us. She's in our virtual green room. Often we have talked to her about Obamacare and its repercussions. Dr. George, thanks again for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
You know, when we look at what's happening with Obamacare, a lot of other things are overshadowing it right now, but it's on the forefront and on the front burner for everybody. Do you think we've just hit a tipping point there and more people are starting to feel what the effects are for them personally?
Absolutely. I have patients coming in now telling me that they're disgusted with their insurance plan, and it's never been this bad, frankly. They are finding that not only can they not afford it, but even when they do get able to come in to see the doctor, the companies are denying routine care. I mean, now pulmonary function studies and allergy testing is considered to be experimental, which is ridiculous. So the insurance companies are playing a game, and they're winning the game, basically, because they get to do whatever they like under the cover of everybody's covered and there's no pre-existing. But when you get to the root of it, they get to control what gets approved, and they're being very arbitrary. We're fighting with every insurance company. And my office manager was on the phone for about 4 hours getting pre-certifications for office procedures from one insurance company. So it's just gotten harder for us. It's not any easier. And the patients are now understanding what doctors have been telling you for ages. It's just gotten worse.
So you have a new book out. And tell us about that book and how this wraps into what you and I have been talking about for over a year now.
I live this. I graduated from residency at the start of the capitation when the insurance companies took basic control of the healthcare market. And now I'm in practice when there's another change coming that's going to be onerous for doctors and patients. And I'm not a big complainer. I want to fix things. And this book was designed to educate the patients. Everybody talks about medicine as if they know, but there aren't any practicing physicians that really tell it like it is. So this book was about empowering the doctor and the patient. And ultimately, you can't take your power back if you don't understand exactly what's happening. People know that something's wrong, but they really don't understand what it is. And that's what the book is designed to do. And also to give solutions, because there are ways around this that are not talked about. And under the Affordable Care Act, for example, there's something written into the law called medical cost sharing, which is an option that gets you out of the insurance market, that lets you pay a fraction of what you're paying now, and if anything medically necessary is covered. You don't have to pre-certify, you don't have to beg. Doctors are actually going to get reimbursed at a reasonable rate, unlike a fraction of Medicare that we're getting now. And ultimately, we can now take the joy back to our practice, and we can start becoming advocates for the patient again instead of agents for the government. And that's what the book is designed to do. It's not political. It's about power. And once we take our power back, and it's all about the doctor and patient, then we can start to fix this system. And it's already there, basically. Medical cost sharing, if people go to libertyoncall.org, they'll learn that there's a company called Liberty Health Share that, for example, the most expensive policy is $199 a month. The most that you'll pay out of pocket per year is $500, and you're covered up to $1 million per occurrence per year. That trumps anything than any commercial insurance company or government-based insurance will give you. And you can see your doctor. You can go to whatever hospital you want, and you will not be fined. That's a simple solution which exists now. You don't have to wait for Congress to kick in, because they're not going to. That's what I learned in this whole system in the last year. If we're waiting for Congress to help us, it's not going to happen. So we have to take our power back and help ourselves.
The name of the book is called Big Medicine, The Cost of Corporate Control and How Doctors and Patients Working Together Can Rebuild a Better System. You know, and talking about that and talking about other opportunities and what you can do to protect yourself and be able to afford it, as you're talking about, Dr. George, when people see that, because they're so used to the, well, I have to have the big insurance carrier. But what you're saying is that's not true, because if you're covered for up to that amount of money, that's probably better maybe than some of what we're carrying around in our wallets right now, right?
Absolutely. Let's take another example with the health savings accounts, which is one of the big centerpieces of healthcare reform that the Republicans are talking about. What they don't know, probably, and what they can't tell you, is that's not what you think it is. You might be able to save your money. Your employer can kick in to support your pot of money. But when it comes down to using it, the health insurance companies get to decide what's covered. So if they don't cover it, if it's not medically necessary, if it's, quote, experimental, you can't use your own money to pay for it. Now, that's completely counter to what saving your own money to help yourself means, in my opinion. Patients don't know this. So you actually have a lockbox of your own money that works against you in some instances. And that's unacceptable. So that's not a solution. Neither are the tax credits. When you look at this on a real-time basis, families are paying about $24,000 a year. Individuals are paying on average about $12,000 to $15,000 a year. So a $900 tax credit or a $3,000 tax credit means nothing. So that's what I mean by, if they ask doctors how to fix this, real doctors who are practicing, we would tell them this is not the answer. The answer is to get third-party insurance out of the business of first-dollar coverage. It needs to be catastrophic. Let people have a choice, because ultimately what you're doing is you're empowering a system that's getting bigger, getting too big to fail, centralizing, and costing everybody more money. I mean, look at how the insurance company market has changed. A couple years ago, there were dozens of insurance companies. Now there's about three. If you look at your hospitals, there were dozens in rural areas all over the cities. Now they're hospital systems. Maybe there's two or three. So now the competition is gone. There's no free market. And these guys are getting to decide what constitutes care, how much it should cost, and they're telling you that they have leverage over you as a doctor and the patient. That is not a system that's amenable to health care. And patients are figuring this out. And doctors are, unfortunately, late to the table here. And if they've left the business of medicine or they're becoming employees of hospitals, which is a disaster because that means no autonomy. This book breaks down what that really means when doctors join hospitals, when they become part of an accountable care organization, for example, which is what the Affordable Care Act is now morphing into, which is basically capitation HMOs on steroids.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Elena George, and we're talking about her book, and we're talking about this cockamamie system that we're stuck in right now. And one of the things is talking about the patient angle, and you mentioned it, you saw it as a doctor, what was going on with you. One of the things you talk mm-hmm. about in your book that I think is so good, you talk about changing the tax code, for goodness sake, to at least mm-hmm. allow private docs to write off bad debt and physicians to write off delinquent patient bills as bad debt. How come they can't do that now? That's ridiculous.
I know, but the way the tax code's written, you can't write off anything that you haven't collected. So even though it's owed to you, it's not considered income. So that's one of the reasons that doctors actually have to go after bad debt and delinquent debt, because if it's not in hand, it's never going to be seen. It basically, it doesn't exist. And little things like that would not cost the system a lot of money. Another idea that I had was, if you were to support doctors and the government, you know, if you say that you're going to see 10 to 15% of your practice for indigent patients who won't pay anything for free, and the government supports your malpractice yearly, just take that off your books. 10,000, 25,000, GYNs pay almost 100,000, and then give free care. 500,000 doctors in this country, imagine if each of us gave 10 to 15% free care per year. How many patients would be actually taken care of, would not be in an ER situation, wouldn't have to end up getting so sick to end up in the hospital. That would be a really cool thing to do that would not cost a lot of money, but would actually help patients. And simple solutions like that don't involve tax credits. They don't involve lots of money that the government's going to have to spend in entitlements, but actually is real-time money that would benefit patients who really need it. It's very simple.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Hey, last one, Doc. You know, we look at the cost, we look at what's happening, the things that you're talking about. What do you think people need to do? Be more active in their own health care? You know, call their Congress people? What can they do to try to push down the doors to this ridiculous system?
You know, I'm going to be straight up. It's not going to be a political solution that's going to fix this. We've seen this. Two rounds of elections, promises of repeal and replace. No action at all. It's not going to come from them. It has to come from us. The solution is the doctor and the patient working together. Medical cost sharing is one avenue that exists. Direct primary care practices are now coming online. Those are practices all over the country where primary care docs have a subscription base. You pay a flat fee, $60 for an individual on average, $100 on average for a family, and you're covered for everything that goes on in that office, from vaccines to office visits, medication, and that's a really easy way for people to afford health care. I, for example, as an ENT, offer one for my practice. $50 a month covers any ENT service that I give in my office, from hearing tests to telescopic examinations, earwax removal, and it's all about cutting out the middleman. So we as independent doctors can keep the cost low. You get more quality, it costs you less. We're now deciding to work together as independent doctors to make sure our patients are taken care of. So all you need to do is access it. If you don't know it, you can't access it. And that's what the book is designed to do. Open up this door that people are, you know, they get this health care issue and they're frozen. They think Congress is the answer. It's us. We're the answer. Let's take our power back. And we can fix this. And trust me, once people leave this commercial-based system and follow the money, they'll change because they want business. And we can do our own thing and actually put pressure from outside in.
I love it. Pick up the book, Big Medicine, The Cost of Corporate Control and How Doctors and Patients Working Together Can Change Things Around. And that's exactly what Dr. Elena George is talking about. Again, you can rebuild a better system, as she says in one of the taglines right there on the book. Thanks, Dr. George.
Hey, if people want to get it, they can go to my website, drelenagorge.com, and they can get it there on Kindle or Amazon or Kobo Books.
Perfect. You have a great day.
You too.
Hi, Peter Ficarro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
All right, coming up, if you use words like hanger and awesome sauce, ding, 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 that's now part of the vernacular officially, as they are new words in the Oxford Dictionary. We'll tell you what the other ones are along the way. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. First, let's go out to Grim in Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Okay, I'll start with that first one. I sent you an email. And do you know how a redneck does LOL?
How?
Huh? 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 H-U-H-U.
Oh, that's good. I love it. Bravo.
Anyhow, I hope you got radiation sickness on your health bill. I'm telling you, it's been a year. We're coming up on the anniversary, and the first thing I called you about, and you said, let me see if I can recall. I don't really go into those conspiracy theories, but who knows? Grim could be right. I'm pretty close now, ain't I? Except for I said, well, I was worried about. The only thing I got to change is I was worried that we're going to come up in November of that year. Well, now that I see it, it don't fit Obama's plan for martial law and becoming king. He's already got the Russian rockets. ISIS is, Iran, they're going to load them up with the warheads because the first thing that they need to have taken out is Israel. as I said before, a year ago.
Right.
It's all coming together.
It is all coming together, isn't it? How sad is that?
It's not a conspiracy theory. And the thing is Obama, the reason he was out there on Hafton is because he's emailing all these radical people and, you know, laying his, you know, his stonework for this plan, which is still a conspiracy theory. But that's not what really aggravates me. What aggravates me is he's got Secret Service agents that are sworn to uphold the Constitution before the office of presidency. And they're not American because they should have handcuffed him and walked him off into the county jail already. I mean, the only way we're going to solve all this 9 yards is just quit working for him.
That's not happening. He's going to finish out his terms. He's not getting impeached. You know that. And it's just,
well, it's the same way of, you know, well, you know, shut down the government. Don't pay your taxes. Send in that, you know, that letter that you got that, you know, from Obama that, you know, if you like your health care plan, you're going to keep your, you know.
Got it.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but, it, you know, Kate, this is serious, though. The future
I know.
You know, if you got kids and you're, you know, working in D.C., and they got no future if you're going to let this guy do what he's going to do. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'd like to do a study to see how many circuit court clerks across this country have walked off and said that I am not going to issue a marriage license because it is not of my ethics. I quit. Because I can tell you, there's several of them around here that just walked away from their jobs here, circuit court clerks.
Yeah, there was a couple in Texas, too, I know, that did that. Yeah, that were concerned. So, that were like, forget it, I'm not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, because it goes, you know, I mean, they put out, you know, a statement that, you know, it goes against my religious beliefs.
Yeah. Well, you have to respect somebody who does that because they don't feel comfortable. I mean, whether no matter what. If somebody who stands up for whatever they think, whether you agree, don't agree, whatever, I respect a person who lives by their values.
Same here. Most definitely. I put them in the highest esteem that I can put them in.
Yeah, because, you know, it's hard when everybody else is going against you or you're going against the grain, and again, no matter what it is. So anybody in a situation where they're willing to do something that puts them on the tight rope, whether people agree with them or don't, I say you have to applaud that they're being authentic. I mean, that's my word, authentic. The more people are authentic, bring it on.
Again, how about American?
Yeah,
that's what
an authentic American. Yeah, there you go, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So, I agree. We agree tonight.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Most all of them people up there in D.C. that are working, that are actually doing the work, had to take the oath of office to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I know for a fact Secret Service agents have to take two oaths, one to uphold the Constitution and the second to, you know, defend the office of presidency.
Yeah.
But this man has, you know, broken the law. You know, you can't make statements that, well, I got a phone and a pen.
I have a phone and a pen.
that's not the law, buddy.
It's not the law. That's not the law. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. The time is ticking down, so all the frustration, disappointment, and shock over what's happened in the last 8 years will go away. But now the question is, who's coming to town next?
That's even scarier.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So be careful. What is it, the devil you know versus the one you don't? I mean, seriously. We don't know. It's like spin the wheel. I feel like we're on the boardwalk, and there's 1,000 names on, you know, and numbers and colors on the boardwalk on that giant wheel. You've seen those where you can't win, and you put your quarter down, you're a kid, and you see a giant stuffed animal, and nobody ever wins, and they spin, they slap the wheel. And it's like the wheel is just going around. I don't get it. I don't get it because there's people that I think would be really qualified and really good. They don't want it. They don't want that job. They don't want to be president. They don't want it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they've created such. I used to have this saying. They've created such a bureaucratic cesspool that, you know, they can't even, you know, get out of what they're floating in.
Yeah, and that's it too. You're absolutely right. And so then that makes it so it's not enticing. It's not, you know, the privilege of being the president has become the white hot spotlight where you are just grilled and sizzled no matter what. Even if you're really trying, if you're part of the political machine, because that's what it is, we put them in the machine and then we spit them out. And then we're disappointed that we don't get what we want.
Well, I respect that one doctor you just interviewed.
Oh, I love Dr. George because she's authentic.
But the doctors, the politicians, and the insurance companies are the one at fault. It sure as a heck ain't patient, is it? But who gets blame? The patient.
Yeah.
That's who's being blamed. It's the patient.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And who's going to pay the suffrage? The patient.
The patient. In the end, it's the patient who pays. You're right. Yeah. The patient pays, the patient gets blamed, and the patient can't afford the right coverage.
Yeah, it's all your fault. You got to pay this.
Right. Well, you know, no, there's a great, I have the best solution, period. Seriously, I think I should be the Surgeon General. The best solution is don't get sick. Don't get sick. If you never get sick, then you are a blessed person because you don't have to worry. You don't have to navigate. But we are all one step away from a catastrophe. We can't help what could possibly happen to us, even if you take care of yourself. So that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you know, it's like I've told a lot of people that look at despair. Look, it's going to all boil down to good people taking care of good people. That's what it boils down to.
It's what it is. Communities. You have to rely on the people in your community, in your church, in your group, the people reaching out.
That's what the doctor's prescribing is community health care.
Yes, absolutely. And yet that's what you're going to have to rely on, people that care about you. So they're not going to let you fall down the rabbit hole. They're going to help you however they can. Grim, that was a grim conversation, I have to say. So, although he added a little levity to it. New words in the dictionary, I already said this, awesome sauce is one of them. Cat cafe. Are you kidding me? Cat cafe. Now, that's a little bit ridiculous. Hanger, I get. I've heard that word so many times. You know, when you're starving, so you get nasty. Oh, man spreading. That means where a guy, they're like on public transportation or wherever, they sit with their legs wide apart so nobody can sit in the seats next to them. They're going to block out the seats. Too bad. They are man spreading. I like this one too. MacGyver or holodeck. Do you love that? MacGyvering it. Just putting it together however you can. I think that's a good word. That's my favorite. And then there's wine o'clock and beer o'clock when we all need to start drinking. Oh, I bet people are drinking somewhere now. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, as Jimmy Buffett would say. Yo, thanks for listening.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.